Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1750 BLN LLC.
Mr. Chairman, before I make a motion on this, I'm just curious what comments of yourself and the other commissioners might be on the presentation of this application.
It was the applicant's testimony that this proceeding, this application, was part of a sales process. That is not the purpose of the planning and zoning ordinance, or the purpose of planning and zoning action. It's clear that it's simply being done in an effort to enhance the value of the property. I have some concern that there aren't any immediate adjacent commercial zoning, and that there isn't a clear and a plan for what's going to be happening with the property. Now, those are just my concerns. Okay, so I want to hear from everybody else, because there may be a different view. And
I have the same concern with the surrounding areas, because there aren't any CR ones that I'm aware of. They're all either commercial use, or I think there's one B zone in there. So I worry about the domino effect of, yes, this is a small parcel today, but if it's combined with a second one, and then, well, that one's CR and this one. So I have the same concerns. The domino effect, I guess.
Well, and I think we've had that discussion before about Route 9 in general. Especially with small parcels.
You know, I think eventually that area and roadway is going to go commercial. I think it's transitioning in that direction. You have CUs, and they're going to be eventually, you know, proffered, sold, and people are going to come in and combine parcels. And, you know, I think it's inevitable. It's a principal arterial road, and that's where commercial zones are supposed to be. and that's one of the requirements for our big box regulations. But I agree with the chairman about, you know, we generally don't approve speculative zones, zoning requests that are done simply to enhance the value of the property. And I think had the applicant had a contract contingent on a change of zone, so we knew exactly what the use was going to be, or at least an offer for a contract, then you don't have that situation. You have something more concrete, and we've dealt with those before. We know the use, and we know, you know, what's going to happen to it. So it's more like an owner application for an upzoning. So my opinion, Mr. Chairman, is that we should recommend denial.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, my views are those expressed by Mr. Ross and Mr. Burton and the chairman. For this evening, Mr. Chairman, regarding change of zone number 1750, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
I'll second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1750 BLN LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?